Hey everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to two bonus episodes a week, video feeds, and more. And visit reallifesci-fi.show for all of our links and other projects. And happy fucking Valentine's Day.
Oh.
Is it Valentine's Day?
It'll be after.
I hope you had a good Valentine's Day. Nobody cares anymore, right? About Valentine's Day. Aren't people over it?
I feel like going out is a hard thing because, you know, you can't go out to dinner on Valentine's Day. Every place is overbooked with couples.
If you're in a relationship and you need Valentine's Day, you better have kids, right? Like, I can't imagine a woman being upset about Valentine's Day.
I've experienced it a couple times.
I can't believe you're taking it. That's what I'm saying. You're not with those people, are you? Yeah, or are you?
No.
Let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. So it's not just two dudes talking about women loving Valentine's Day. It's our good friend. She's a writer for the Disney Channel show, Stugo, Kelsey Abbott.
Hello.
Stugo, it just sounds like Stuber. It sounds like Kumail's movie.
Well, it's not. I'll just trust me on that. Okay.
You haven't been here in a long time, but you've done the show a lot.
Yeah. You're definitely number two on our list. I think I stopped asking you for a little bit because I asked you too many times to fill in last minute. I was like, oh, well, sorry.
Who's number one? Aaron Moles?
Yeah.
I don't know if she's number two anymore. I think she's been overtaken.
Yeah. Maybe there's Hilton, lots. But
Timothy Pizza.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's been on it a lot.
Fucking Timothy Pizza.
Well, he's a listener, Kelsey, so be quiet.
He's on there. Oh, he beat me. Oh. He'd be number one.
Do you want to do the WoW scale? We've got different questions. So we should do it. Normally, I'll preface it with like a conversation about what you're into, but you've been on the show so many times. I just feel like I don't think we have any new listeners since you last came on.
Well, maybe my opinion has changed.
It's changed. The scale has changed. It's going to be totally different and entertaining. It's time for the WoW scale.
WoW scale.
The WoW scale stands for Wade or Willie. It's a 5-question quiz. At the end of the quiz, I will give you a score between 0 and 5. Are you ready to be Wade on the WoW scale? Oh, I forgot to say this. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. Tell Tony to shut the fuck up because we're recording. Tell him.
Tony, you can't talk, apparently.
Wait, you can't just talk.
They can hear you. Sorry.
I'm always so quiet for all of his meetings, and now he's just going to do this. Are you ready to be weighed on the WoW scale?
Yes.
First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Can I do my check?
Oh, shit. Hey, he's still talking. He's still talking. I can still hear him. Ghosts.
No.
Bigfoot.
No.
Illuminati.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or something.
What's your version of the Illuminati that exists, you think?
I don't know. What do you think
they're doing behind the scenes?
Just rich people things. I don't know what the fuck they're up to. I just think, you know. I'm sure there's some. Sure. Yeah, I think there's probably some weird, rich, powerful cult thing.
Really, I ran into our friend who is a part of the Owl Society. What's that thing called? The San Francisco Owl
people? They do the cremation of care. Yeah, the Bohemian Club. Bohemian Grove, yeah.
Bohemian Grove, yeah. So I was like, hey, come on the podcast, be anonymous, and just tell us all the stuff that happens. And he's like, I can't do it. So they got him, man. He won't do it.
I know, stuff like that is like a commitment to yourself saying no. You know, it goes beyond. I don't think
you pay a lot of money to get in there. I think maybe you just don't want to lose your access to Jeb Bush.
I know, dude.
Anonymous, come on. I had a friend in the Masons real quick, and he wouldn't tell me their secret symbology. He was like learning. He's like, no, dude, this is for the brothers. I'm like,
oh my God, so lame.
But I'm never going to be able to join.
Why? We can join. I'll bet we could join. We just talked to what's his name about joining.
Yeah, I bet you we could now. But like, yeah, you got to go in and you got some work to do.
I can't wait to learn their dorky fucking handshake. Kelsey, last question. The multiverse.
Nah.
You are. That was really fast. You're like a 2.5. You're right in the middle.
No.
Well, a 2. Say. You could be more of a 2 if you want.
I mean, I just need something.
First question, 3-parters. It's always messing up my math. Willie, hit us with the topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, Smart Dust. A revolutionary technology that involves tiny wireless sensors that can be scattered like dust particles to collect and transmit data. These sensors are equipped with computing power, sensors, wireless communication capabilities, and power supply in a package that is barely visible to the naked eye. Smart Dust has the potential to revolutionize industries such as agriculture, healthcare, environmental monitoring, and security, and the dangers of being inhaled, doing damage, tracking people, and maybe some mind control. Join us as we figure out what Smart Dust is and if it's being used with and without our knowledge tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
And we will figure it out. We will figure it out. No, I had not. I had not heard of it until you told me.
Did you look into it? Or
I didn't. I thought it'd be more fun not to.
Yeah, cool. I mean, that's what I do every week.
Okay.
So we're talking about dunes. We're talking about spice.
There's a few different versions of this. Nano dust, and it's all getting blanketed into the same idea, right? So a lot of people think that you can definitely use this for RFID. Well, here, let me give you some examples of what it is being used for. The concepts of this came out in 92, you know, DARPA. What does DARPA stand for again? It's the defense. Do you know what it is? No, DARPA. Right. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. So it's, you know, the Department of Defense, like they're big money. The most technologically advanced things, DARPA's in on it, you know. And if you create a technology, DARPA's going to come knocking at your door. And so, yeah, this is 92. They've been talking about this dust. They can print it onto little, I mean, you can seriously barely see it. And it does float okay. Here like dust.
Wait, you're all talking right, about, but, is it real? You're talking about like, as if it is
that's
real.
That's what I was going to say. Like you're presenting it like it's a real factual thing.
Or like the idea of it could be printed on, like you don't know for sure.
It does 100% exist. There's just different versions of it. But these tiny little things, they are using it. They will spread it around and like, here, let me pull up some pictures, right? Just so you can look at them.
Is it just going to be pictures of dust?
Or like nothing, just blackness because we can't see it.
I got pictures of dust right here, man. I'm going to take a picture of my fucking mask toys.
When you look at the pictures, the ones that come up first are these giant ones. People are like, why do they call this dust? I'm like, well, you're not looking at the right pictures. And it's kind of, let me see, share. So, oh, look at that. Smart Dust Market. Look at how big this one is on the far left. But when you look at these ones, this is real. Oh, let's see what Snopes says.
I do want to know what Snopes says. Let's see what Snopes says.
Back in 2001, Hitachi announced the development of a tiny powder-like RFID chip. Mm-hmm, I mean, that's smaller than the Zit head, you know? It's true.
Oh, my goodness.
This is Hitachi in 2001.
But I RFID thought you don't like Snopes.
I don't. I think
unless they agree with him.
I mean, I'm just saying like a lot of...
Wait, go down. I was reading that.
Oh, sorry. Nicknamed powder or dust.
Okay.
So if this is 2001, look at how small this is in 2001. This is fucking crazy. They do have smaller ones that they can just print. You know, the printers are getting better.
Well, what is an RFID chip? I mean, it's like, it's just, I guess I don't really understand what an RFID chip is. Like, I know it's credit cards. And I know that like someone walking by can just like steal my credit card and stuff.
Yeah. It's just radio waves, right? It's just something that emits tiny radio waves. So like, sure. If you get your dog chipped, there's a little cylinder or cat There's a little cylinder that they can follow the radio wavelength of. I don't know how legit it is to find your animal, but, you know, because like a credit card has got a small range. So like you've got to be next to you.
Well, to find your animal, it has to go into a place and they scan it for a chip.
That's
it. It doesn't just pick it up. It's not like an air tag.
Yeah. Okay. So it does exist.
Okay.
So it seems like and they just let it like loosen like the air on a mountain and just let it float down.
Like, so we gotta, yeah, right. I mean, here's the thing. I'm gonna start off with the crazy stuff, right?
Okay.
There's a lot of, have you heard of all this weird fog going around right now?
Mm-hmm.
There's very extreme,
my mom told me about, yeah.
Extreme
fog. Oh, okay.
And it's really thick, right? So like people have these videos of fog that looks like almost
and it smells
as thick
bad
as snow.
Or makes them sick and or something.
A lot of people that hear the claims that it leaves behind a greasy residue and people have been getting sick. Florida, Oregon, I think out here, definitely San Francisco and then parts of England.
Well, when I got back from Colorado, I was in my Uber and it was really foggy. You know how when you go to Burbank, you kind of cross into the valley on the 5 there a little bit. And there was just fog all over that. And I was like, what is this? Do we have another fire? This is before the big fires. And he's like, no, it's fog. It's been like that for like three or four days. And I've never seen fog there.
Yeah. And a lot of people got sick during that fog. Like Moose got really sick during the fog. But, you know, I don't know. I'm just throwing these out there because this is what's going around right now. A lot of people are saying that, yes, this could be some spraying going on too, that maybe there's smart dust. But I don't know, you know, mixing chemtrails with smart dust and fog, that's three totally different huge things. But is it possible? Yeah. You know, like
for what?
Some of the things that you can use this for. In one version, all these little smart dusts are connected to one mother brain or something, you know. So all the info that it gets back goes back to it. It can be wind movement. It can be, you can,
yeah,
you can
like
track
a weather tracking
products
thing.
Yeah, but you can also track like products to people's houses kind of things and temperature,
yeah, but you
humidity
can do that
monitoring
with like a fucking UPS label.
I know. You can do all these things without the dust.
Right.
So it makes it suspect to me where it's like, hey, you can track this package. And it's like, but that's not what we're using it for. You know, that's not what the defense.
Right. It seems like an expensive way to track a package.
Yeah.
When there's already barcodes.
They're saying battle surveillance. Yes, this is great. You put out the dust. You see where the tanks are. Treaty monitoring. What the fuck does that mean?
Treaty monitoring.
It's like, well, you put it in the room and like this, the pen hasn't moved yet. They haven't signed the treaty.
Can it hear? Can the dust hear? What can the dust send back?
Yes,
what information? Oh, the dust
all
can
that
hear
stuff.
Well, yeah, then it's monitoring like
temperature, all the like.
Well, we've taken a pretty big leap from RFID chips to everything that you're saying. We know they have small RFID chips, but who knows if they can do all these other things.
Well, I mean, this is what Wikipedia is saying, and transportation monitoring, of course, and scud hunting. There were
like tracking
there were
down Shrubs comic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
We got to find all the copies.
We sold
of scud
8 this year.
Where are they going? Well, they're going to Nerds in Los Angeles.
So recently there were rumors of a lost nuclear device that was sent to a big city that could be detonated by a terrorist. Some people think that they may have released this dust trying to find a nuke.
Okay.
How
I'm
would
going
that
like
work?
The dust can't fly, right? I mean,
the dust
right
will float in the air. And if
it'll float, yeah.
If it senses radiation. Okay. From the things I've read, they can be powered by light and sound. And so you can actually, from what I gather, I think that they can fly. They're so small. You can direct where they're going. But we'll see. We'll see. I'll look it up in a second. But basically, you release it all over the city. And if there are huge spikes in radiation, then you go investigate it. You don't need to.
And then in the meantime, people are just inhaling it and shit.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, you know, it's not harmful. All these things are saying like, no, you know, none of it. It's just going to die. And I'm like, really?
I mean, our brain's filled
chips
with microplastics already. Mm-hmm. So like what more could have fucking.
Yeah, I mean, if we're inhaling it, I bet it probably would just go. We'd probably poop it out. But some creeps watching
you
poop. You
know, what? Your lungs?
From the inside.
From the inside, yeah.
Like, weird kink, man.
This is like, this is what computer guys are into, you know? Like, it's actually coming out the butt right now.
But it would be good if they could do that for, like, I mean, I love colonoscopies. I think they're awesome.
Look at that temperature change. It's out. Yeah.
But I guess it would be cool if you could just swallow a bunch of little dust instead of, like, going in and having a whole
It doesn't
procedure.
Have cameras on it, though, right? That would be too much.
I don't know. From the sensors that I've seen, I don't remember it having a
I don't
camera.
Know how it could, because what there's got to be
right?
a yeah. lens, right? And who's
yeah, it's just like, it's not going to be dust. Like, it's not going to be dust that it could float right. no matter what. Yeah, okay. So it's just like giving you radiation.
That you're getting into like the micro robot type stuff.
It's not that.
Here's the thing, though. This is what blows me away, is that if this was the technology in 2001, the sky's the limit for today. You know, 25 years later of defense money spent on these tech companies getting smaller and smaller when they're already fucking small.
Well, yeah, to what end? Like, what's the point of, like, let's fold it into the fog thing. Let's say that the fog had a bunch of these dust things with the capabilities of a RFID chip plus 20 years. So, and then what is it, like, to track people or like, what is it? What's dust for outside of like finding nukes, right? Which seems like, yeah, good idea, I guess, like canvas the area.
My initial answer, military money is to assassinate or to kill people, to kill targets.
Yeah.
And so, like, this other dust, they call it something else, nano dust. Somebody found some.
Good title.
Yeah, right. And
this is dust, but it's nano.
Yeah,
it's nano, like the Apple people just like came on and they're like, we need to rebrand dust.
Nano.
Like smart was the word. I don't. Everyone's using fucking smart for everything. Like,
they should call it Dust Plus. That's what they should call it, or Dust Max.
Dust Plus is cute.
Dust Plus is pretty good.
Take the word dust off of it. How about shavings?
Shavings. That takes way too long to say.
How about teensy tech?
Teensy tech? That's so cute.
I like
that. Sounds like nanobots, though. That's a nanobot. Teensy tech should be for nanobots. I think Dust Plus is, I like Dust Plus.
Yeah. And that's the best one I've heard so far. So this guy that was trying to whistleblow all this shit was just like, look, I found some of this stuff I forget where he was. I'm sorry.
He's in the desert.
He put it under a microscope and this stuff is just programmed to grow. And here's how it grows. It like replicates itself some way and it basically creates branches. So it's like his interpretation was, this stuff is meant to kill people. You breathe it in, it grows branches off of branches and gets stuck in your lungs until you can't breathe. And
okay, so it's like a weapon. That's interesting.
Yeah.
It's like a really, really mean cancer.
Yeah, yeah. It's a digital cancer because
they're like, how can we weaponize cancer?
But like, what? Like, I mean, like, it's funny that you wouldn't just like release poison into the air.
Just shoot the guy, right? Don't they have a great history of just shooting guys?
You don't think they wouldn't track a little machine in your lungs?
If like nobody believes it's being built, so it's all secret. Like, there's no company that made it.
When they find the machine in the lungs, they'll know. Right?
How are they going to find the machine? What are you talking about? How are they going to find the machine in their lungs?
If they die from it, they're going to like do an autopsy and they'll be like, oh, this is the cause of death, a tiny machine in the lungs that grew from dust.
Yeah, and then you just get the CIA to go in there and be like, shut the fuck up or we'll dust you next.
Then they could have done that with poison and they wouldn't need the dust because the CIA can always go in there and be like, shh, or we'll poison you. That's all I'm saying. It just seems like a very, like, we have other ways to kill people that's just is easier.
I think they
cheaper.
Do that. They do that with poison. They
Good.
Do it with all of it.
Good.
Yeah.
What?
Well, they also claim that they're searching for, you know, people doing illegal things like
shoplifting.
what is it? Like chemical warfare. It's like, oh, we could spread this dust over a country to make sure they're not creating chemical weapons. I'm like, it's all military applications. It's all fighting.
I don't know if the fog spying. Makes sense though. Like, right. Cause like the
well,
fog.
Yeah,
is
we
like,
don't, I'm sorry. We don't have to lump the fog in. We don't have
Only because like, if you have this dust that's like super small and secret, like why would you mix it with
fog?
Yeah, because
you're blowing it. It's like, well, this fog is making me feel weird. What's up with this fog?
This greasy fog. Looking,
here's the thing. If you were in charge and you were looking for a nuke, would you be fine releasing all this without telling anybody? Nobody even knows it's real.
Am I the head of the military?
Yeah, you're in charge.
I don't give a shit.
That's the only reason why I brought up the fog.
Sprinkle the dust. Like,
dust them all, baby.
It makes sense that they would do that without telling us. Like, oh, they're actually trying to help us, but they accidentally like fucked us over a little bit. Everyone's going to have like 5 years taken off their life, but no one's going to know why.
Those are the shit yourself years. Sorry.
It must have been from the fog. It must have been from that greasy fog where he could have just sprinkled the dust without the fog.
Yeah. Let's stop.
Sorry. I'll forget about the fog. Fuck the fog. The fog is something else completely.
It's greasy and weird.
Yeah.
It's probably some fucking third world country's version of the dust, and it doesn't work good because they are stupid.
Oh, wait.
There's no smart people that ever came out of India. They're all the smartest people. They're like all of our doctors.
But they're making grease fog.
Grease fog.
I don't. Okay. So this dust exists.
Here's what an AI says that it can be used for. Surveillance, environmental monitoring, nuclear safeguards. And you could detect chemical toxins in sewage water or harmful gases in a room. Stuff that like right now, the equipment that they have is probably more expensive than this at this point.
Test that shit. Yeah. Do you think? Because that's what I'm wondering. It feels pretty expensive to just like shower an entire area with like these RFID.
Yeah, and you don't, and like it could get nothing, could find nothing, and it just gets into other people's shit and water and stuff, and a kid's ice cream cone.
Yeah,
a kid on the street with her ice cream cone.
That poor kid. It's his. He gets one ice cream cone a decade, and now you're putting dust on it.
Mommy, this one tastes different.
This well, you don't have like to RFID eat it. But
it's
the only one you're
going to
get.
And then he does the Matrix yell where he's like digitally changing into the Matrix.
I think together we can make good sound effects.
I know. I was like, I hope it syncs up because that might work. We could do those weird beatboxers that can do songs. We'll just do noises because we can't do a whole song.
Yeah, we'll just be human sound effect guys. It's pretty good. I mean, if you try to find sound effects for your film and stuff, it's hard to get the right thing. Yeah. But sometimes you can just go ting and then like make it a little different.
I have a whole list of bells and they all sound like shit. And I'm like, we paid for this.
Yeah, what are these bells from the 70s? I haven't heard a bell like that since I was a baby. What is this phone ring? A fucking landline? We used to have landline phone rings. I paid $200 for this.
I like when you're watching a movie and somebody's phone rings and it's not like something that you know. And so it takes you a second. Like, what the fuck is that?
I've realized that I've never heard... Outside of Gen 1 iPhone, I've never heard an iPhone ring, ever. I don't know anyone except for Willie, who makes his own ringtones, and they're all video games. I don't think I've ever heard anybody's phone ring.
No?
That's funny.
Doesn't everyone just put it on silent? It's in your pocket all the time. It vibrates like crazy. What do you need to hear it for?
I know.
If you're a doctor, I bet they have their phone on.
See, I only need to hear it so I know who's calling. So if it's a certain ring, I'm like, oh, I don't need to answer this right now.
You can just look at it and see that. No.
That's 2 seconds.
No. Nope.
That's why you need an Apple Watch, dude. Look down at your watch. Where's my phone? Doesn't matter. This is the Mario ringtone. I don't answer these calls. Yeah. Huh.
All right. So I guess I'll start looking for smart dust. What if you find some? Can you return it to the government for money?
Who can you sue? Let's just start the sue train.
Well, hang on. I'm still wondering about like the application of this and just like sprinkling it, I guess, from a plane or something. You would just like, but now you're talking chemtrails and stuff. And I don't really believe in chemtrails.
I don't believe in chemtrails.
No, I know. Like, I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm just saying like, and then it's gone forever. Like you don't get it back, right? Like, so now it's just there forever. It's just like,
well,
there.
No. That's particularly the way that you, like sprinkling it over a population, but like what they're doing is that, you know, they're in the labs that they're using them and they get them all back.
How?
They get them all back. Yeah. How?
With a magnet? A big old magnet? They don't, then they're getting a lot of stuff they don't want.
I just mean testing. I'm sure that they are losing some in testing and yeah. But,
you think they're sprinkling it around like Rip Taylor throwing confetti?
Yeah. It's like Rip Taylor throwing confetti. He doesn't get that confetti back. It falls into the lake. It
blows in the wind and goes into the lake.
Yeah, it goes in the lake and blows in the wind. And I'll bet the RFID smart dust, they don't get back. Unless it can fly. I don't understand
why it would be so small and dust-like if they weren't using it to spread easy. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, like, so like on this article, they're just like, you know, like most internet devices, they're just to collect data. Helping reconnaissance teams, you know, most combat zones, monitoring agricultural crops. Like, why would you need dust to? Well, anyway, so it doesn't matter why. But helping patients from inside their body. So a lot of this is like you know, non-invasive, even though it is invasive. But like not having to cut you open to check on something.
It's invasive if our hypothesis is correct that we made up that you can like breathe it in and then it is in your body. Like, who knows if maybe you can't breathe it in. Maybe it's so dense that it just falls onto the ground. You don't breathe it in, you know? Unless you're just walking by right when they dump it.
Or you're snorting dust.
Oh, dude, that one was so small.
If you're snorting dust,
that's a funny,
it would go in to you.
A funny future movie. You're snorting. You only have to snort the dust once, and then you can control it. Oh, I have cocaine. How about this time it's meth? It's just like, but I guess you'd have to release the chemicals instead of, but I don't know.
And you have to like find the right dust. You could be snorting wrong dust.
Well, you could put it in cocaine to track the cocaine, right?
Oh, yeah. I want to see where my cocaine ends up.
If you're like a big time drug dealer, like the CIA, and you want to know where your cocaine is going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe Elon is putting it into all the cocaine so that he can cut back on the cocaine waste of this country.
He can
so much government waste. I can't believe they're losing all of this cocaine.
I don't understand it. I don't understand it at all.
I know. I'm trying to find better examples. You know, like this guy's talking about using it in the brain. This technology will revolutionize brain machine interfaces, allowing connections like between brain and external forces. You know how like Neuralink is like you have to put the chip on. Maybe they can like inject the chips onto your brain.
Well, you don't need to. It's dust. You could just breathe it in, right?
Well, then it can go to your tummy, right? Or your lungs.
But if you're going to inject something, then what's the point of dust? You could just inject anything. I mean, we all got the chip in our
COVID shots. There's something about the dust like that I don't understand. Like, it's not making sense. They're saying stuff that you said, Wade. Like, it could be any other.
It seems very redundant. In terms of like what we already have.
Yeah. Listen to this one. Infrastructure monitoring. When applied to infrastructure, these smart devices can collect data on bridges, roads, and buildings to monitor structural integrity, detect cracks, corrosion damages, ensure timely maintenance for the sake of safety and reliability. It's just funny because when I read this sentence, I'm like, dude, they can't even fix things that you see are broken. So like,
like, why do you need
this
dust
bridge is about to,
like,
to break.
Yeah.
Like, this one's already broken, but we're still driving on it.
Yeah. That's
So when I read this,
but here's
shit,
the thing. Like, I saw a video. This guy was just like walking along a bridge, and this is not America. This is some other country. And he's like, look how fucked up this bridge is. It's all fucked up and shit. Like, look at it. It's fucking fucked up. And then it crumbles. It's just like it happens to crumble like while he's watching it.
Oh my gosh.
So I guess you could say like in countries with less infrastructure overhead, right? You could use it, but it feels like, well, if you can afford dust, then maybe just afford a guy that can go check the bridges, you know?
Yeah. It seems easier just to go check it than to sprinkle it with dust.
here's a good one. The wireless communication capability of the smart dust systems eliminate the need for intricate wiring, making it adaptable to scenarios where wired connectivity is impractical, like, you know, remote, inaccessible off-grid locations, as well as like temporary events like search and rescue missions. Like, that makes the most sense to me so far. Because, like, to me, this is all a dog like, and pony show. To be
like an avalanche.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You could find the heat. You could find the guy buried.
Yeah.
Or girl.
Because most of the shit to me is just
or
like,
they.
Hey, we can fix everything for you. And then and we're like, you're like, you're not going to use this for this. You're just trying to get my money.
Yeah.
What for the, you mean taxes? You're talking about taxes?
Just like programs to be like, hey, we're using the smart dust now. We're going to give them, you know, $10 billion to figure it out. And like, we already got it figured out. we just have a little bit of dust. You know, I to me, like, it's all like ways of spending money secretly towards military shit that is more nefarious than.
Oh, for sure.
This surface shit. Like, hey, we can test your heart. With
but
this
you
stuff.
Know that's good. Happening anyway, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for
so,
sure.
So who cares? I'm post. Apathy. I'm so beyond apathy that I just don't just fucking whatever. Go ahead, take my money. I don't care. Use it in Palestine. Fucking whatever.
Oh my God.
Don't care. I don't care, Kelsey. I
got my Palestine shirt on.
Oh shit. That's a Palestine shirt?
Yeah.
Collective freedom?
Yeah.
You better take that off because Trump's going to come for you.
He's busy. Renaming rivers and shit.
Okay, well,
yeah,
I'm not gonna,
I picture him.
I'm gonna say anything when he comes for you.
At like pictures of things, someone's like, "Hey, what should we rename these trees?" I can't think of words right now. Just like pointing out
Americaville, yeah, like Bluey Land.
This is
freedom.
Hot dog tree. This is a hot dog tree.
Patriotopolis.
American pie. Yeah, I just
Waylon Jennings. wait, what are we talking about? Like
the dust part of it, it seems just so ridiculous. It's just like, it's so like,
I just think like, I'm sorry I keep cutting you off, but I keep coming up with points the second that you start talking.
Oh, it's okay. I don't know. I didn't say anything. It's fine.
It's just, it feels like if this is real, it could only be to get inside of people and fuck them up.
Right.
All this other shit.
Get inside buildings and you can tell who you have to kill to take control of the ship or whatever. It's like
in the building? They're in a ship and a building.
all the things when you're infiltrating, you know, it's like
blow the dust in the building. We'll find out whose ship we need.
Technically, a ship is just a building without a foundation.
That's we know true. That the pilot of the ship works somewhere in this building. We gotta get him. Let's dust it, man.
Dust it. We'll find out which
well,
one.
Well, he just ate hot dogs, so we gotta find out. Turn on the hot dog sensor, and we'll find.
We got a right. problem. We got a problem. Everybody's eating a hot dog in this building.
It's
hot
dog
day.
Fuck. It's free hot dog day. Shit.
Free hot dog day. What do we do?
It's hot dog
Everyone's
Wednesday.
Filled with nitrates. Hot dog Wednesday. Yeah, I don't know. It's just like I said, it feels like a redundant use, and it seems like we could do all that stuff anyway. Like, can't they find nukes just by like putting a satellite over an area and like looking at like heat? You know,
like finding radiation has got to, I must say, must be one of the easiest things, dude. Because
yeah,
you can't
like
hide it. You're going to have a lead case, you know, like what can stop radiation from.
If it's a Marvel movie, you would. Yeah, you would have it in a lead case.
mean, gosh, I got to Google this now. How easy is it to find a nuke?
Or a chemical weapon, I guess. I feel like a chemical weapon is harder to find, right? Because that doesn't give off any kind of heat signature. As far as I know, I don't know. Maybe. I don't know how that a fucking dust would do it.
With a dust is like just to hurt people. Sounds like that makes more sense or something.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Or, yeah.
If you weaponize cancer, if you make it grow in people and then they die.
Yeah, that one was a scary one because this shit was honestly he had one that was just growing and getting bigger. And I was like, oh fuck, dude. And like underneath the microscope, it was just moving and growing. I'm like, this is dangerous, dude. If this is growing, like picture, you remember the braces scene in Poltergeist, but a whole city.
The braces scene?
When the kids and looking in the mirror and his braces start growing and they
no, I don't remember take that over at all. Stage. Shit.
Was it his braces? I thought it's just face like went wacky. Maybe it was. I don't remember.
I was thinking of something else. Oh, I was thinking of like what were those things that they used to sell? They're like called circus monkeys or something, and it was just like brine.
Oh, sea monkeys? Yeah.
Sea monkeys.
Sea monkeys.
Didn't brine used to? It's just brine, right?
Just like these eggs that would come alive when you put them in water. Yeah, yeah. Brine shrimp.
But don't they kind of like build structures, or do they just turn into weird little sea monkeys? I'm thinking of something like there's something that's resonating in my head that's like building. I can't think of what it is.
Like an ant farm?
Like an opposite ant farm. Maybe even an alien ant farm?
I never got sea monkeys because they're so fucking gross. And first off, the braces were from it's Poltergeist 2.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I do remember seeing him. He's looking in the mirror and his like fucking face is like ripped off, melts off, you know, but I don't know.
Yeah, that was the guy. He watched the meat move and then he went in the bathroom and he started tearing his face off.
Ooh. Did Willie freeze?
I've never seen Poltergeist 2.
Did I freeze? Well, I think we figured out smart dust, you guys. It's just used for evil.
Well, Kelsey, we still have like 20 minutes to go. So
oh, I'm not ending it. I'm just saying.
I think we stretch it out a little bit.
Oh, sorry. I think we figured it out.
I think we did. Right? It seems like
no matter what,
it's just to kill people.
They're making this stuff. And then like the fact that they're using it, they're just creating a metal microplastic, you know, like.
Do you think there's metal in it?
Oh, no. Right. Well,
I don't know I think most of them now are printed. I guess RFID chips have metal, right?
I don't know how you make a friggin' chip.
I don't know how you make a friggin' nachos.
Corn, flowers, salt.
Okay. You never lay those three things. Lay those in front of me. I will not give you chips by the end of it. I don't know how.
Tiny wireless sensor devices, micro electromechanical systems or MEMS.
You know what it would be good for? It would be good for motion capture. Instead of wearing those goofy suits where everyone looks like a dork, you could just look like you, only be sprinkled in dust.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Cover you in a light glue spray, sprinkle you with dust.
Yeah. It'd be like the lady from Wizard of Oz who died from asphyxiation by like painting her skin.
She didn't die. She got really sick, though. I mean, she died eventually.
Well, what about the dwarf who hung himself in the background? What about that?
That's not real.
Well, what about the ghost from Three Men and a Baby?
I heard that was a cutout of.
It is. It's a Ted Danson cutout that they show earlier.
Yeah. You see it in the movie. Yeah.
It's not the child of the people who rented the apartment to them. And like, congrats on your apartment. It's amazing.
I know, dude. It looked like a whole like office that got turned into a place.
So cool. God, 80s movies like really fucked me up for like what I thought my adult living situation was going to be. Yeah. I really thought I was going to have skateboard ramps and shit.
There's like 12 foot ceilings in that apartment.
And there's like four rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was directed by Quentin Tarantino.
That's the second best room.
That's the second best room. Who's the first?
I like Rodriguez is the best.
Oh, A-Rod? You mean A-Rod? No, wait. What's his name? Is it A? What's his name?
Robert.
Robert?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean R-Rob?
There we go. R-Rod?
His wasn't the best. Tarantino's was the best.
It's mostly silicone.
Oh, that's what's in the our little dust?
What is that?
It's like fake boobs.
Right. Isn't that a liquid? It's like a goo.
It's a chemical
element. What do they put in thermometers? Mercury? It's like mercury, only not cool.
Most of them are aluminum silicon or iron silicon.
So they can track all the boob jobs. Just throw that in there.
Oh, you're due for a...
Dolly Parton's been lying to us for 40 years.
About what?
They're not natural.
She never said they were.
She's been very
upfront. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, she's cool.
She's cool about it, actually. Yeah.
She's not like, these are real.
I didn't even know that. I thought they were real.
If you listen to her ever bring them up, like, she's like funny and awesome about it.
Yeah.
Well, of course they are. Whatever.
She's funny and awesome about everything.
One thing we can agree on. We like Dolly. So, like, if you had a bunch of smart dust in you and you went for, like, an MRI, would it burst out of you?
Oh, shit. Fuck. Iron is magnetic.
That's what I thought.
I mean, yeah, but I don't know if it's still magnetic when you combine it and make silicon.
Yeah, right.
Silicone is something else, right?
I think so. I was getting an MRI one time and I was like, I had my belt on. I was like, should I take this off? And the guy's like, no, you'll be fine. Started spinning and my belt was like hovering above my waist. And it was like, I felt like it was going to get ripped through my body, you know, like, oh, after the next test, I ripped it off and threw it across the room. I was like, oh shit. Now it's going to come flying in at me.
What happened?
It just stayed in the corner. I fell asleep.
Yeah, you're fine. It's fine. You fell asleep.
Yeah, I always do.
In an MRI machine?
Yeah.
Are just your legs in there?
It's like up to my chest.
Okay, yeah. No. Once you get the other way and your head's in there, I don't know if you have a claustrophobia, but I do. I apparently didn't know this until I got an MRI and I had to go like head first in. Woof.
I didn't know that either. I know. And I was like, what, stop, and they didn't hear me. And it's like, oh fuck.
Oh, really? Shit. You had a panic attack? Because because panic attack is like a it's like a thing now, right? That's like a whole thing.
I've had
panic. You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't quite a panic attack, but I was like, oh God. It's like I was like afraid I was gonna get one because I was like, I actually am uncomfortable. Hello, help. They don't hear you. And so I had
that's
like
funny. That's like the difference between you and me because I felt all that and just like stayed totally silent.
I mean, they didn't hear me, so it didn't matter.
How deep did you go? How deep did you both go in?
How deep?
How
they
deep?
Were doing
all
my shoulder. Balls so deep. Like, yeah, I mean, it was my whole head and upper half. So
yeah, oh my gosh. Because mine was on my hand and I had to put it above my head. And then like, it was really uncomfortable. I had to get in there.
Don't move.
Yeah. It's just like, I don't know. I didn't think I gave a shit, but then it like closed up and I was like, oh, I'm upset.
Yeah. It's weird. It's weird that like, I swear I wasn't afraid of small spaces when I was a kid. And like nothing happened to me to like trigger that.
Do you think if they gave you like a fake grandma hand to hold on to?
No.
Just thinking I would like grandma.
I would like it. Yeah. If they would just hold your hand. Yeah, that would be great. I would like that. But I also don't get any human touch at all. So I just want any human touch.
That high five was a little long, dude. What do you mean?
I need it. It's for my energy.
All right, we're going to get the MRI. You want a high five? Nope. High five.
Huh. So there's no like news story. Because, you know, when we do like, what is it? What's the fever? It's not Panama fever, but it's something like that. What the fuck is it?
Yeah, it's not Haiti. It's
It's like a laser that Kelsey, have you heard of this? It's like a laser that they shoot you with from outside and it makes you like throw up and stuff.
Mm-mm. Yeah, a lot of people were getting sick from it and they're like, oh, this is definitely some kind of energy weapon being used against the consulate in Havana.
Havana syndrome.
Yeah.
But there's news stories about that. Is there news stories about the dust or even non-credible ones?
I mean, most of the things that I've been looking at are them being like, oh, there's no evidence of GPS smart dust being implanted in humans. And then just like weirdly specific things where I'm like, yeah, it's like you're specifically trying to answer one TikTok video you saw that most people didn't see, you know? So MIT Technology Review is asking if smart dust can spy on your brain. I'm like, yeah, it's easy to be afraid of new technology, but I mean, like this specifically is like so small that I don't know. I mean, yeah, if they find it, would they know who made it? I just don't think so because it's all secret projects. So
it would be such a waste.
Just fears. Yeah, sorry, go on.
Oh no, just such a waste to like just spread it around. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't seem like something they'd be using like on everybody. It just seems like if it's so small and shit, like it would be so wasteful. And going through the data of like everybody it touched, it's just like would be such a fucking waste of time.
Yeah, but would it be a waste of time if you saved the world?
Do any of these people want to save the world?
I think some of the good people want to save the world, like thinking that killing a terrorist will save the world.
Right. Yeah. Totally.
Like, so if you dust that guy, then you're like, we know where he's at all times. We take him out. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's just like he's always in like caves. We can never get a shot at him. We don't know where he's at. He never goes outside. But if you had this dust, if you dusted him, then you could track him all over and then you could finally find him. You could have a drone hooked up to the RFID dust, just follow him around until it gets a clear shot, right?
I know, dude. Have you heard of these smart bullets now?
Oh, God. No.
Will stay on target. Even somebody driving in a car, if you shot it at the car, it could still get them.
So it's a missile.
Like, yeah. It's like the same missile technology. It's fucking...
Thank God.
Killing people, they're really good at it. Yeah.
It's so cool.
It is cool, though, because like no one's ever going to waste a smart bullet on you.
No, I know that, but they could have been wasting that. They could be using that money to make that smart bullet to like make everybody's lives better. Like the shit, the people they're killing.
But
you
guys, we're so far beyond that. Like, if you think that's ever going to happen,
it's not. But
dust yourself.
I don't think it's going to happen. But I can be disgusted with like every new technology. I don't want to be impressed by it. It's not impressive.
I'm post apathy. I don't care.
I like looking at the extreme fears also. One of them is that like, well, AI is going to be able to control this stuff and just kill all the humans without even knowing.
Please, let's do it.
I mean, honestly,
I am full on AI.
Because
side.
Like, I mean, like
take us out. I don't care.
Fucking, there's too many fucking stupid people. It's so fucking fucked
so
up.
Many stupid people. I hate
it. And like, it's like they're getting like it's getting thrown in their face. Like, we are fucking you over, and they're just like, yay! And just like, okay, the only way to get to you is if you die. And it's like, I'm almost like, fucking, let's just do it then.
Let's do
it. It's the only way you're gonna fucking learn that you're fucking morons.
You pretend like you're campaigning to be like a senator, but you go talking to everyone door to door. I've got a question for you.
Well, hey, listen, if you're gonna do that, that's a great idea, but you might as well use the devil's dust or whatever, the drug that they have in like Colombia or wherever it is that makes you just like lose all inhibitions. And, you know, we've talked about it, right?
Yeah,
you
make someone go to their ATM or
people get robbed and shit. Like, Kelsey, have you heard about this? What?
Oh, I just like Willy being like a Willy Wonka. Like, I've got a question. So it's like mad at him.
Wearing one of his outfits.
And then it's like just going, achoo, excuse me, hi. He's hi, he's got a question. He's gonna freak. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, the inhibition dust.
Oh, well, yeah. Have you heard
of it? It's pretty scary.
I don't remember what it's called, but like if you travel to this country, is it Cuba?
I don't know.
All my southern countries are like getting mixed up, but it couldn't be Cuba.
Brazil? No.
Wait, was it the stuff that like is like on like money or something? That,
no,
like,
so what they'll do is they'll come up to they'll like mark you as a tourist and be like, well, obviously that's a tourist. And they'll have a map and they'll
go up to you and be like, hey,
where's
I've
this thing
that,
or whatever? And then you like inhale this dust and then they empty your bank account. Which is like if you had Bitcoin, that wouldn't even be possible.
Yeah, one story was so bad that the person told the bellhop or whoever was in charge that like they emptied out all of his furniture, and the bellhop or person working the desk was like, yeah, well, you said it was cool. Like had conversations with him.
So that seems like the superior dust. If we're talking about dust, like we spend all this money to like come up with fancy dust, but like that dust is just in nature. We'll just use that dust. Why don't we just use that dust? So we'll like go to Afghanistan or whoever our current enemy is. And just like spread that dust around and then be like, all right, everybody, come out into the street. We're going to kill everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
Have you guys heard of this? What, you know what they're calling the, I don't mean to get back into the fog, but you know what they're calling the fog epidemic from the conspiracy side of things? Fogvid 24.
Oh, Fogvid?
Yeah, like COVID-19.
Oh my God!
Fogvid 24 is CIA is using it as a weapon against us.
So does that mean they do in this world they do believe in COVID, but they also believe that it was leaked and weaponized?
I think that in that realm they think that COVID was also all manipulated, man-made.
Okay, Fogvid, come on, guys.
Fogvid, it doesn't even sound
that was like
good.
what was oh yeah, gate, when they started using gate for everything. Oh, this must be some kind of booger gate because I found a booger. I mean,
a little better than vid. I'm gonna vid, that's what we'll take from it.
Can you just say smoke vid isn't good, but it at least sounds a little more like COVID. Smoke vid, fogrona,
fog gate sounds better.
Corfaga. Foggate sounds better.
I like Carvaggio. Carvaggio.
Look at that. Like Carvanio. Isn't
no, that's Carvana.
That's Carvana.
I think Carvaggio is one also, that Carvana ripoff.
Is it? All right. Well, let's wrap it up. We're at an hour. Unless you got something. You got anything?
No.
Squeeze something
don't.
In?
I don't.
It was interesting learning about it, knowing that it exists.
Yeah, it is here. They are using it. It's like, you know, I can come up with a million things that seem like there's a better, more cost effective version of it. But
well, we don't know how much it costs. I mean, maybe it's super cheap. I don't know.
I feel like it's super cheap, especially if it's so specialized. You just like print out a bead. Beep, 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 beep. That's all it is. It's like, oh, we made a million and
it's got to be a little bit of money. It can't be like a penny.
Oh, well, we don't make pennies anymore.
Phew.
Whew. Yeah,
we're doing good. Yeah.
Talk to the people in the penny plant. They are not happy.
Oh, no.
Red State makes all the pennies, about to be unemployed. Congratulations. I haven't received a penny. I just started recently paying cash for things because my parents gave me like a $50 bill, you know? Mm-hmm. I was home and they're like, here's a $50 bill. And so I've been paying for stuff with it. Nobody gives pennies anymore. They just round up. They just round up.
I got pennies.
Or down.
I can give you some pennies if you want. Hmm?
No, I don't want them. I hate them. I'm glad that they're gone. It's the only thing Trump's done right. Get rid of the pennies.
You know, they used to have fraction coins for taxes.
Oh, God.
Down to tenths, you know. Here's a tenth of a penny because I owe this on taxes. They were called tax. I think they were just called tax coins, but pretty crazy. They were like square and made out of tin.
Oh, no. Wait, didn't even. I don't want to.
But, you know, I feel like the only thing that this is going to be used for is to not only track us, but to kill people without in other countries, without them, anybody knowing it was us. You know, it's all fine.
They can track us with our phones. They can track us.
There's so many ways to track you.
I just yeah. think it track.
I do. Yeah. I do keep my phone in Faraday cages when I go to bed. Do you guys do that?
Why? They already know it's in your house. You walked into your house with it, and they're like, "Oh no, we lost the signal."
Oh, it's just to stop the wife. All the signals coming out of my phone.
Yeah, we don't do that, Willie. That's insane.
Why? Well, and then all my neighbors don't either. So I'm still getting my neighbors' phones.
Right. Faraday cage. What is it? You just wrap it in tin foil?
It's just a little bag of. They sell them. They're pretty cheap.
Oh, it's for movies and shit. So you don't, or concerts. So you don't like, right? Don't they like block people's phones?
Oh, at,
like,
they do that for that. Yeah, I've had one of those. Yeah.
Well, the dust. There, like, the dust is on the loose. Fuck. The ain't no fuss. It's just dust.
Ah, the government's crop dusting us with their stink again.
With their stinky techno farts. I don't know. Dust seems cool. I like it. I want it. Let's get dust. Let's all be dust heads. What is dust when they call a drug dust? Is that a thing or is that just from movies? Angel dust.
Angel dust. That's the ketamine. No, that's
I don't know what it is.
Special K.
It makes you crazy though, right?
Is that Special K?
Special K is just angel dust?
Special K is ketamine.
Is that angel dust?
No, it's definitely like a huge upper. PCP.
PCP.
What is PCP? Phencyclidine.
Of course.
It's chemistry. It's just chemistry. Well, thanks everyone for listening. Kelsey, thank you for being here. Do you want to plug anything while you're here?
Oh, no, I'm having fun just doing anything else. I don't know.
Should we go try angel dust together?
No.
I don't want to do angel dust. I don't think I want to do it. I don't know. What is the high? What does it feel like?
No, I just remember there was a video on Rotten.com that my brother had found or something where somebody did angel dust and he'd cut off his own face. Oh, whether boy. Or not it's real, I don't want to know.
I guess but it is high. A bit hallucinogen, yeah.
How did he do it?
I don't know. I didn't watch it. I just remember that fucking with me, hearing about it fucked with me.
But do you think it was like Face Off where you can just like cut around the edge and then like peel?
Yeah, I
don't think that's the way it works. I don't think
I know. I don't know, man.
Like, have you ever tried to just take a sticker off of a surface? It doesn't just peel off. It tears and it's hard. I know.
Or if you got a big scab, you can never get it in one piece.
I would love to know how this guy cut his face off.
Well, go ahead and look it up. I'm not gonna. I can't.
On Rotten.com, is that even still a thing?
I don't know. I'll never check. I hated that. I hope not. I hope it's not.
No, it's not working. It's not
coming. Okay. All right. Rotten.com isn't there. So if you have a good face cutoff video, send it to us. That way we can see how it actually goes down. I don't think you can cut your face off. I don't think you can do it. Well, okay. What if you took a potato peeler and just did it like, you know, all over?
The same way they map a globe and then just put it back together. they take pictures and lines.
I don't like this.
Well, you're the one who brought it up. You're the one who said that you love face cutting off videos.
Didn't.
You said that, and I was trying to end the episode, and you're like, "But you guys, check out this
can
awesome video of this guy cutting his face off."
I love face cutting off.
See,
Kelsey, shut up, Kelsey, shut up. We're talking about dust. Shit. Sorry.
All right, thanks everyone for listening, and remember, go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. 2 bonus episodes a week, all that blah. Kelsey, you're gonna stick around and do the bonus with us.
Yeah.
I think I will get stoned for this one. But I'm gonna just try it again. Because, Kelsey, here's what happens. I say nonsensical things when I get stoned because my brain is better than everyone else's. And you guys can't follow how great all these weird connections I'm making in my stoned brain. Mm-hmm. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll wait for the end. Anyway,
I always feel that way, too. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, why don't you understand me? You're like, get on my level. Get on my level, you know?
Okay, I'm excited. I think you should try it. I can.
Okay, maybe I will. Figure it out.
All right.
Thank you. I will.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Watch Stugo, not Stuber. I mean, watch Stuber. I guess I don't give a fuck. But Stugo is Kelsey's show, and it's on the Disney Channel, which is weird because I didn't even know that it still existed.
I know. It'll be on the Disney Plus later. I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Well, hey.
I don't know what they do, man. They
it might be good because as long as it's a network show and they give you seasons, you get a bump, right? I don't know if there's seasons on Disney Plus. Well, there is.
There are,
anyway,
yeah.
Stugo. It's about a Uber driver named Go.
No, stop. It's not. But if you have kids, you could watch it. It's fun. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you with dust.
My, be careful what you smell. Oh, don't smell any of that dust, baby. They're going to put electrons in you.